Saving Your Marriage, Before It Starts Workbook for Men Updated 7 Questions to Ask Before and After You Marry, is a Christian premarital workbook by Les Prodett and Leslie Harrett, published as part of the wider SMMBIS Marriage Preparation Program. It is designed specifically for men who are engaged or preparing for marriage, and it functions as an interactive companion to the main book and related video and assessment resources. Rather than offering abstract advice, the workbook uses self-tests, discussion prompts, and applied exercises to help readers examine how their personality, communication habits, conflict style, finances, expectations, and intimacy patterns will affect marriage. Its purpose is preventive, rather than corrective. It asks readers to identify likely friction points before they become entrenched habits. The updated edition reflects the author's ongoing emphasis on practical premarital counseling tools that can be used individually, with a fiancé, or in a small group setting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a premarital workbook built around self-assessment rather than general advice. One of the book's defining features is its workbook structure. Instead of presenting marriage preparation as a lecture, it asks the reader to complete 24 self-tests that reveal patterns in personality, habits, and relational style. This matters because marriage problems often begin with assumptions that remain unexamined until after commitment has deepened. By turning the reader into an active participant, the workbook encourages awareness before conflict hardens into routine. The men's edition is especially useful because it frames self-knowledge as a practical responsibility, not a vague emotional exercise. The assessments are meant to uncover how a man relates as an individual and how those traits may surface in a marriage context. That design gives the book a diagnostic function. It helps readers notice strengths they can bring into the relationship, but also blind spots that could create tension. In the premarital counseling category, this makes the book more structured and usable than a simple advice guide. Secondly, the 7-question framework that organizes marital expectations. The workbook is organized around 7 questions to ask before and after marriage, which gives it a clear interpretive structure. The questions are not presented as trivia or conversation starters alone. They are intended to surface the deepest assumptions that shape marital expectations. This is important because many couples enter marriage believing they are aligned when they have actually never compared their definitions of love, commitment, conflict, money, or intimacy. The parrots use the 7-question approach to create focused conversations that move beyond surface compatibility. For men, this structure can be especially valuable because it makes discussion concrete and actionable rather than emotionally diffuse. The workbook uses the questions to guide reflection, dialogue with a fiancé, and discussion in group settings. That balance between individual reflection and shared conversation is one reason the material is effective. It does not assume insight alone will change behavior. Instead, it treats honest discussion as a skill that can be learned and practiced before marriage. Thirdly, marriage expectations are tested against common myths and mistaken assumptions. A major theme in the book is the need to confront myths about marriage honestly. The workbook does not assume that romantic optimism is enough to sustain a relationship. It argues that unrealistic expectations can become a source of disappointment. This includes the belief that spouses should automatically think alike, want the same things, or erase one another's problems. By challenging these assumptions early, the workbook encourages a more realistic view of marriage as a relationship that requires adaptation, communication, and patience. This approach is useful because it reframes conflict as a normal part of married life rather than a sign that the relationship is failing. The book's preventive logic is clear. If couples can identify false assumptions before the wedding, they can avoid interpreting ordinary differences as signs of incompatibility. Or, for men, this can be particularly useful in clarifying the difference between idealized expectations and daily partnership. The book does not merely warn against naivety. It offers a framework for replacing vague hopes with informed, durable expectations. Fourthly, practical preparation for communication, conflict, money, and intimacy. The workbook stands out because it treats marriage preparation as a set of concrete competencies. Its assessments and exercises address communication, conflict resolution, finances, and intimacy as practical areas where habits matter. This is a significant strength because many premarital resources stay at the level of values and intentions, while this workbook pushes the reader toward behavior and decision-making. The emphasis on communication is not just about talking more, but about learning how to listen, interpret differences, and respond without escalating tension. Likewise, the conflict material is aimed at helping couples fight well rather than avoid disagreement altogether. Money and intimacy are treated with the same realism, acknowledging that they can become recurring stress points if expectations remain vague. Because the workbook is for men, it has an added value in prompting readers to examine how masculinity, emotional style, and relational habits influence these domains. Lastly, best used as part of the wider Symbis marriage preparation system. This workbook is not designed as a standalone product in the narrow sense. It is intended to work alongside the companion women's workbook, the video study, and the Symbis assessment. That integrated design is one of its most distinctive features. The assessment component is especially important because it helps couples see how their personalities mesh, which adds a more personalized layer to the workbook exercises. This ecosystem approach has advantages. It reinforces the material from multiple angles and encourages repetition in a constructive way. It also explains why the workbook has been widely used by counselors and churches. At the same time, the dependence on companion resources can be a limitation for readers seeking a self-contained book. Even so, the broader Symbis framework is what gives the workbook much of its practical credibility. It is not simply a reading experience, it is a guided process for relationship preparation. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for engaged men, couples preparing for marriage, and counselors or church groups that want a structured premarital tool. Readers who prefer practical exercises over theory will get the most from it, especially if they are willing to discuss sensitive topics honestly before the wedding. Its main benefit is that it turns marriage preparation into a concrete process of self-examination, conversation, and expectation setting rather than a vague encouragement to communicate better. That makes it useful not only for preventing avoidable conflict, but also for helping readers understand how their personality and habits may affect long-term partnership. Compared with many books in the premarital category, it stands out for its workbook format, its focus on 7 organizing questions, and its integration with the broader Symbis assessment and group resources. The result is a resource that is more interactive and more operational than a typical relationship guide. For readers looking for a faith-informed but practical premarital framework, it offers a clear and disciplined path into marriage preparation. If you would like to support Les Parrott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.